Do you find yourself asking the same questions over and over? Who am I? Why am I here? Why was I put on earth at this time in history? You are not alone. You are quite literally made of the same things as the planet you live on, the universe we're hurtling through, the sun we rotate around, and the planet and stars that are our galactic neighbors. If you've been feeling adrift, lost in a loop of existential questions, or just want to understand more about the cosmic miracle that is you, I have great news. You are in possession of a unique interstellar roadmap, and I can help you read it. My name is Tracy White, and I'm a professional astrologer with over 20 years' experience. My practice, Shine Bright Astrology, is now open for new and existing virtual clients. You can reserve a session with me, and together we will journey through your astrological treasure map. Whether it's your first reading or more, there are always gems to be discovered. You can find me on social media at Shine Bright Astrology and online at shinebrightastrology.com to reserve your time now. I can't wait to meet you and the stars you're made of. Happy Moon Monday and welcome to Glow Girl for the week of November 8th, 2021. This is a very special episode, and before I tell you why, I want to talk to you about the moon real quick. Probably no surprise here, we talk about the moon a lot on this podcast. One thing that we talk about is the cyclical nature of the moon. You know, the moon moves through the same 12 signs every single month and spends time in each of the signs, and the energies ebb and flow, and the moon cycles through its different phases every month with a new moon, every month with a full moon. And as we talk about those different times throughout the month, throughout the year, we talk about the processes that we may go through during those different energies. And one thing that we always kind of talk about is that when there's a new moon, we kind of use that time as a planting time, as a time to set our intentions, to manifest what we want to see next for the next moon cycle, for the next 2 weeks, for the next month, for the next 6 months, for the next year and beyond. You know, we look at each new moon as a fresh start and an opportunity to put our energy into creating what is next for us so that we can remain in alignment and accomplish our goals. And then every month we get to the full moon. And during the full moon, we talk about letting go of things, you know, moving on from things that are holding us back, or just letting go in the way of setting boundaries. Maybe there are things that are just not allowing us to pursue what could create greatness in our lives. You know, maybe they're holding us back in one way or another, or maybe it's just something that we're doing to ourselves. Maybe we're investing too much in one area, and in order to succeed in another area, we need to kind of make a hard break. And sometimes those full moons look like burning your ex's name in a bonfire, and that's fun, right? Like that's kind of a celebratory moving on, letting go of what no longer serves us. But sometimes those full moon letting go processes are a little harder, because sometimes the clarity around what we need to let go of and what we need to pursue with all of ourselves is a very fine line gray area, and it can be very confusing. Sometimes the thing that's holding us back is ourselves and our love for one thing, maybe holding us back from our success from another thing. Now, I'm always one to tell you to follow your heart, you know, and do what feels right, and, you know, also make logical moves. And sometimes those things just don't always, they're not always the same thing. And so I'm telling you all of this to let you know that I have found myself in, for several moon cycles, figuring out this process of how I can move ahead in one area of my life and what I need to let go of, what I need to sort of break up with a little bit in order to move and fully commit to this one area. And the decision was made, and it was not an easy one, that this will be the last episode of Glow Girl Podcast. And I'm telling you this because it's, you know, it's been something that has been a passion project for me for a long time. It's been 2.5 years. This is episode 107. You know, we've been through many evolutions and reiterations and, you know, guests and different hosts and co-hosts. And we have been through a lot of changes and a lot of cycling, just like the moon. And we've come to this point now where it's time for me to move on from this podcast, to move on from focusing my energy on this particular way of communicating with all of you, and to focus more on my astrology business. And again, this was a very difficult decision because it's almost like, how do I leave this one behind and pursue another one? It's like choosing between your children, I think, you know, maybe. But it's, you know, it was definitely not a lovely position to be in. And, you know, I approached Brittany and Meredith, my team over at Girls Girls, about this process. They were extremely supportive. And, you know, we support each other in anything that we do. We want each other to be happy and we want each other to be fulfilled. And while this podcast does bring me fulfillment, it does hold me back from fully committing to the additional training and the additional projects and the additional options that I can offer with my astrology business. And so this is what I'm here to let you know. Today will be the last episode of the Glow Girl podcast, but you won't be hearing the end of me. I will be available still over at Shine Bright Astrology. I might be quiet for a little while because I am working on some really cool training. I'm working on developing some really cool package options for astrology clients and just all kinds of fun and exciting and successful, hopefully, projects and things that I can sort of push myself forward in the world a little bit more. You know, I've loved this podcast, but it's keeping me very still, very in one place. And, you know, it is kind of holding me back a little bit from really putting myself out there. I'm not a person who loves to put myself out there. And I've realized a lot, you know, in the past year and the past couple of months, especially, that, you know, these uncomfortable areas are really how we grow. And so in order to grow, I'm putting myself in a more uncomfortable area, you know, in growing my other business. So I wanted to let you all know that. One thing that I do want to talk to you about this week, because I think it is a really great message to close this podcast on, is about the approach of our new eclipse season. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about eclipses. It's going to get real nerdy for old time's sake, because that's just who I am. Might as well go out on a real note. And I'm going to give you some information about what to expect with this eclipse season that's coming up in this month of November, and then kind of pursuing into the future. So lots of interesting information about eclipses. Now, one thing that we have talked about before, I know, so you may already know this, is that there are two types of eclipses. There are solar eclipses and lunar eclipses. Solar eclipses occur during the new moon phase when the sun and moon are at the same degree within the same zodiac sign. So in this configuration, the moon passes between the sun and the earth, which temporarily blocks out the sun. You probably remember the one in August 2017 that they called the Great American Eclipse, and it completely blocked out the sun, and it was a huge deal. It was everywhere on the news. If you were in the US, you definitely heard about this if you didn't see it yourself. Lunar eclipses, on the other hand, correspond with the full moon phase. But unlike a normal full moon that reflects the sun's illumination during a lunar eclipse, the moon sort of emanates the Earth's shadow. With Earth perfectly wedged between the sun and the moon kind of turns a reddish color. And sometimes people call this a blood moon. Lunar and solar eclipses also signify different types of shifts in astrology, which we're going to talk about too. Now, even though eclipses are major, they're actually not that rare. In fact, each year, there are usually between 3 and 7 eclipses, and they often occur in clusters. A year and a half eclipse series, give or take, began on Friday, June 5th, 2020. That was the Gemini Sagittarius axis. It sort of shifted our methods of communication and interest in learning new ways of living, in addition to connecting with other cultures. And that all kind of sounds about right, I think. Now, as we bring in a new administration, looking into this post-election world that we live in now, we are trying to unite the nation and deal with everything from the pandemic to systemic racism and undoing the biases that we all live with, right? Now, to accomplish all of this, we have to not only be willing to have tough conversations, but also be open to changing our own minds. The final eclipse of that axis occurs on Saturday, December 4th of this year. That is a total solar eclipse, which will be at 12 degrees Sagittarius, and it will conclude this year and a half cycle. That is a big deal. When an eclipse cycle starts and when an eclipse cycle ends, those are important dates to remember because we'll see large events sometimes that are related to these astrological energies. Okay, so Gemini and Sagittarius, we're talking Gemini, methods of communication, and Sagittarius, which can be about other people and people around the world. Okay, so these are things, some common themes that may come up during this time. Saturday, December 4th, 2021, that's when we're looking at a total solar eclipse. Okay, that's not the only date this year that is going to be important. The next one that I want to tell you about is that this year, 2021, we kick off a series of eclipses in the Taurus and Scorpio axis, which will last for nearly 2 years and starts with a partial lunar eclipse on Friday, November 19th, 2021, at 27 degrees Taurus. Okay, and that eclipse series ends Saturday, October 28th, 2023. So we're seeing that this is almost 2 full years. This is a very long eclipse cycle. We're dealing with the signs of Taurus and Scorpio. Taurus is a reliable, hardworking earth sign, and Scorpio is a passionate water sign. These eclipses upon this axis will push us to put in the work to make our dreams come true and understand which relationships are worth our loyalty and which ones can fall to the wayside. And remember, even if we don't end an unhealthy relationship during this time frame, eclipses do tend to do it for us. So if there's something that you've been sinking your time and energy into, whether it's a relationship with a person or a relationship with a project, this eclipse season, which we're starting to feel the energy of now, may really force your hand. It may really force you to kind of consider and think and figure out, is this what's healthy for me anymore? Is this holding me back from my goals somehow? So these kind of phenomena, right? They were really feared by our ancient ancestors. Early human civilizations actually built their societies around the seasonal changes and annual movements of the sun. And so when an eclipse occurred, they believed that the natural order had been compromised somehow. And to those ancient civilizations, eclipses were a sign of danger. Quite specifically, they thought it was the apocalypse. Although we no longer necessarily connect these types of lunations to the end days, astrologically speaking, eclipses are still a very big deal. Just like new moons are linked to the beginnings and full moons are tied to endings, eclipses serve as sort of celestial checkpoints. An eclipse is a super high energy lunation that helps to illuminate our karmic path. And are we in alignment with those things? But just like these cosmic events can be, you know, visually striking and impactful, eclipses can also be a little bit dramatic. So astrologically speaking, they sort of speed up time. They open new doors, but they slam other ones shut. So we often find abrupt and sudden shifts occurring during eclipses. These shifts can feel jarring and they can help us by speeding up the inevitable. So I just want to let you know that this has been something that I've been feeling very strongly. And if you are tuning into this podcast thinking, wow, the ending of this podcast came out of nowhere, I just want you to know that this eclipse season has sort of sped up the energy behind my very careful thinking process when it comes to making changes in my life. I'm not a fast changer. I'm a plotting changer. I think about the pros and cons of a thing. I have a lot of Libra in my chart. I'm very careful. Eclipse season shoved me right over the edge and said, you know what? Now's time. Now's the time. So if you also have been dragging your feet a bit on something with someone, maybe an eclipse will be sure to give you that extra push or shove needed for you to take action. The results can sometimes be shocking, and remember that these lunations simply kind of expedite the inevitable. These events were already going to happen eventually, and the eclipse season just kind of gives you a little friendly, not so gentle nudge. Now, solar eclipses occur in 2021. We had one on Thursday, June 10th, and the corresponding one is Saturday, December 4th. These correspond with new beginnings and unexpected opportunities. However, since the sun, which sort of symbolizes our external experience, is going to be obscured by the moon, which represents our inner emotional world, the solar eclipse events often begin internally first before they affect our relationships with others. So for many people, solar eclipses are when we realize we need more than we're currently receiving. They're kind of a time to send cosmic invitations to the universe and to welcome abundance. So I want you to remember that for the December 4th eclipse. So lunar eclipses, like the one we're having on November 19th, are going to help us realize the external implications of these shifts. It is often during a lunar eclipse that we become aware of our influence on others or the influence of others on ourselves. As the moon kind of turns this sort of brownish red, rusty color, it can allow us to see other people under a different light. This shift in perspective can be critical, even though you may not always like what you see. So during lunar eclipses, we are encouraged to let go of what no longer serving our soul. This is also the time to release, purge, and say goodbye. In 2021, those lunar eclipses occurred on Wednesday, May 26th, and then also this one on Friday, November 19th. Remember, endings are hard, but everything is cyclical. A culmination always occurs on the edge of a beginning. Now, according to those dates, if we look back at those dates, Wednesday, May 26th and Friday, November 19th, right around the ending of May is when I started making some changes with this podcast. And, you know, to have this kind of coming to a close right around this next eclipse, it's very poetic. It makes a lot of astrological sense. You know, I apologize for the abruptness of it, but I do think that, you know, this is going to be the best thing for all of us moving forward. And I'm fascinated to be able to see if any of you want to share some of the endings that you are seeing with this eclipse series and what you're opening yourselves up for, the abundance and opportunity that you're opening yourselves for with the upcoming eclipse on December 4th. So these are some things to kind of keep an eye out for. Now, as for this Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle that's beginning on Friday, November 19th, this is the lunar eclipse in Taurus. The last time this cycle came around was November 2012 to October 2014. What life lessons began for you nearly a decade ago? You know, is your life on your dream path? Does this next cycle in 2021 mean finally using your willpower or your psychic passion to turn your dreams into a reality? Scorpio in particular, which is what this eclipse is going to be on this axis, is ruled by the warrior planets Mars and Pluto. Pluto is the ruler of the underworld, and Pluto knows how to transform and shed old skin to get what it wants. So this is definitely an energy of change, an energy of transformation, and an energy of sort of rebirth. So if you're seeing that energy around you, you can kind of have an idea of where that's coming from with this eclipse season. Everyone will be impacted by these eclipses. These are global events. Some people's charts will be electrified a little more than others. So if you have your birth chart, take a look. If you know what your lunar nodes are, North Node and South Node, if those happen to be in Gemini, Sagittarius, or Taurus and Scorpio, buckle up. Mine are in Gemini, Sagittarius, by the way. The next year and a half will be wild. By 2023, everything will be different. And don't worry, it will likely be for the better. If your nodes are not in these signs, things are still going to change. Planets are also activated by the eclipses. And so planets that are in some of the mutable signs, and mutable signs include Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So any of your planetary placements that are in those signs will be activated by the December 4th eclipse. And those in the fixed signs of Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius will be activated by the eclipse on November 19th and the eclipse cycle that kicks off then. Whether this placement is your sun, moon, or somewhere else in your chart, you will be feeling these shifts from these potent lunations. And just know that it can be sometimes scary to hear that there's eclipse seasons coming and that there's dramatic beginning and ending energies around these. You may also hear, and you may hear from me as well, that the past with eclipses in some ancient civilizations and some not so ancient civilizations is that eclipses are tied to deaths. And sometimes this is a death of an institution. Sometimes this is a death of a way of life. Sometimes it is a death of something larger or even a person. In ancient times, astrologers were employed by kings and by royalty because a lot of times they thought that the eclipse seasons brought about the deaths of rulers. Now, something to keep a very close eye on is the health of our beloved Queen Elizabeth. This eclipse on November 19th is going to hit her Taurus sun and some other planets in her chart very hard. So I would not be surprised to see a change in the monarchy coming with this eclipse season coming this November. So just keep an eye on those things. We see shifts. We see big changes. We see the ending of an era with something, with an eclipse. Sometimes that's in our lives. You know, this eclipse season is at the end of an era for me. And, you know, we'll see the next eclipse season that's kicking off December 4th is sort of the birth of something new for us. And I'm very excited about the birth of something new for me, for my business, and for my life on a new path. And I'm very excited for you all to see what that is that you're going to be launching, what that is that you're going to be embarking on, and what you're going to be learning and how you'll grow with this new eclipse season. So just mind those dates, November 19th, lunar eclipse in Taurus, December 4th, solar eclipse in Sagittarius. I always want to make sure that I have this information available for you. If you want to communicate with me beyond this point, I am always available with Shine Bright Astrology. You can reach me at my website, shinebrightastrology.com, and all of the socials. If you ever need to send me a message, the Glow Girl socials will be up for a little while. But if you need further information on any of this, feel free to reach out to me. I definitely want to still stay in touch. Now, another thing to note is that I am, like I said before, I'm not going anywhere. I will be always involved with our Girls community. I just won't be a podcast host. I'm sure that I'll be popping in and out on the Girls podcast now and then when Brittany and Meredith want some astrological advice. I'm in their texts all the time anyway, so I'm sure I'll be around. Like I said, I will be available all the time in the Girls community and through Shine Bright Astrology. If you need to reach out to me, I'm everywhere. You can get a hold of me. So I just want to thank you as always for tuning in this week. And I want to express my sincere, never-ending thanks for 2.5 years, 107 episodes, a couple of trips to different places in this country, meeting some of you and meeting some of you online and in person, just a million amazing, beautiful Glow Girl memories, opportunities, and just things that I'll never forget. So this is also a reminder to make sure that you're subscribed to the other podcasts on the Girls Network. Make sure that you're subscribed to the Girls podcast with Brittany and Meredith. Make sure that you're listening to the Atta Girl podcast with Kara Dennison. Kara is amazing. Okay. She has really good information for you. She is just the perfect person to guide you through anything professionally. So make sure you're tuned in to listen with her. There is the hilarious Her Royal Highness podcast, which is kind of like Drunk History, but with cannabis and the crown. You're definitely going to want to listen to Brittany and Meredith there. And then there's also the super informational Stock Daddy podcast, where Meredith and Andy talk about stocks and the stock market. There's also the Family Road Trip Trivia podcast, which is our only family-friendly pod on the network. So I hope that you continue listening to all of the wonderful content on the Girls Network. Now, as always, you can book your astrological services with me at shinebrightastrology.com. And please don't forget to join our exclusive Girls community Facebook group. All of the Girls Network podcast hosts are there. I will also continue to be there. It's my favorite place. That will not change. And so I'll continue to share astrological information in there as well. So as always, Glow Girl is a production of Girls Girls Media. Our music is by the amazing Breakmaster Cylinder. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of this time and for always tuning in and just for making this such a fulfilling project for me. This has really been a project of the heart, and I'm just very thankful that I had the opportunity to connect with all of you through these years. So, as a final word, as always, everybody, shine bright.